Scoot underneath?
Scoot under there. Uh-huh. And we had the cord there. That had four bed springs come out.
Rope?
Rope.
Uh-huh.
And the railing would be a 2x6, 4x6,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. The holes bored through it, you know, mm-hmm. and this here rope wound through it.
Mm-hmm. How'd you heat your house in the early days?
Why, with wood.
What'd you burn it in?
Chimney.
Uh-huh.
Fireplace.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, fireplace.
Did you have anything special? What's your... Put your wood out in there?
No, we just had a hole cut in the house and a chimney built in the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
They come out even with the floor. Well, they had the rock or stuff like that for a hearth. And we built old chimneys. We built them out of stone. We built them out of mud and glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then just sticks and mud.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen logs split open and notched down and then it plastered with mud, haven't you, Bill?
Yeah.
They caught on fire, though, didn't they?
They catch on fire.
Burn a big hole in, tear it out and put in you.
Mm.
And you didn't have rafters on your house like you got now, you know. It was a log house. They'd notch it up and get it smaller and smaller as it come up, just sloping like this, mm-hmm. and it'd all be log.
Hmm. All the logs would go up like mm-hmm. that and just go in, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, you build your log wall up like this,
at the end.
And then when you start to make for your roof, why, this log would be a little shorter, and this next one a little shorter, and a little shorter, and it finally got right up to like that. And then it's what they call a ridge pole.
Mm-hmm.
It's notched in the center, mm-hmm. and you nail your boards on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, where did you grow up?
Hmm?
Where did you grow up?
Up here in this Indian territory.
Where did you come from before you
came
in?
Well, when I was a small kid, I was born in Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
And there wasn't no difference in Arkansas and Indian Territory, where I was born, the only thing they spoke English down there, and they spoke Choctaw.
Did you learn Choctaw?
Well, yes, you put in your hat and learn a little of it, you wouldn't talk to nobody.
Oh, I was going to ask you, on the hearth, did you have any metal things to put your logs on?
No.
Just put your logs right down there on the rock?
That's right, and the sheer plate up here, would bore a hole down through there maybe and drive a pin in there to pin that plate to keep from blowing off, you know,
mm-hmm.
in case of storm. And I have known huge log houses to have each log a hole bored to and a pin drove in, wooden pin.
Oh boy, I bet they were sturdy.
We didn't have very many nails in my boy days. Nails is your old square of the nail. And we didn't have too many horseshoes without the blacksmith made them.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Mr.
69. 79. Man.
Yeah, you're 10 years old now, man.
You were born in Arkansas?
Yes, sir.
Where in Arkansas?
Howard County, a little town of Center Point. That was the county seat then, but now that place is Fulton is the county seat.
Mm-hmm.
I never found that out until I got my birth certificate mm-hmm. long before 42.
How old were you when you came to Indian Territory?
I think I was 8 years old. I believe that's how old.
And where have you lived here since then?
Well, mostly around Antlers. Antlers and Weber's Falls.